This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne, and welcome to the tag team. It's 26 minutes to 7 if you're just waking up. It's a blue skies, Dave. We've been missing blue skies in Melbourne.
We survived the apocalypse.
We're heading for a time of 21 this morning. It's just Dave and Hunter again this morning. We're flying, it's not solo. We're flying duo without Harry.
I think without Harry we like a bit of warmth, don't you reckon?
Do you?
Yeah.
A bit of Welsh warmth.
Yes.
Well, my confidence is certainly sky high, which can't be good for the radio show, I don't
know. That's right.
Big shout out to the Welsh community. If you're tuning in and you're worried that she's not coming back, we can assure you, the good people of Wales, that she is coming back, all right? We haven't bumped her out.
Yeah, she just wanted to see how we went by ourselves, just the two of us.
A little tester.
Just the two of us.
Don't you worry, she's texting in her opinions.
That's right. Coming up, we've got a big show, massive show. We're going to Canberra to speak to a politician.
We're getting political, guys. The marriage saga continues on for another week. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus.
That's right. Who would know more about the laws than the Shadow Attorney General? Well, apart from the Attorney General.
Yeah, apart from the... exactly. Brandis.
Sorry, I sold myself a little short there. And Dave, you've had a terrible manscaping disaster.
I don't want to say terrible, but I'm going to overshare it.
Dave came in this morning, I said, why are you walking with a limp? And we're going to find out after 8 o'clock, so stick around, guys. What's that, folks? Coming across the field, it's doing the 100 metres, the long jump, the shot put, the high jump, the 400 metres. Has the man gone mad? No, he's doing the Monza Decathlon. It's Dave Swantrap.
Thank you, Hunter. And in the Ashes cricket, the pink ball test last night, the Aussies finished up last night in a bit of trouble, falling to 4 for 53 after the English bowlers got on top. However, the Aussies are still in a commanding position, being 268 runs ahead.
That was the pink ball test, but enough about your STI results. Give it on, Dave.
AFL news. Defending premiers Richmond ramped up their pre-season yesterday with a chunk of their senior players returning to the track, including Brownlow medalist Dustin Martin.
Oh, Dusty.
Yeah, he returned.
And I got the Dusty haircut on grand final night.
That's right, and Captain Cochin said that the Richmond will remain the same in 2018 as they were in 2017, still hunt down the opposition. Socceroos are still in search of a coach to lead them into the FIFA World Cup, and their dream appointment, Carlo Ancelotti, has rejected the Socceroos. So
why is that, Dave?
No one wants to coach the Socceroos, I don't think. So the position's yours if you want it, Hunter.
I'll throw my hand up, and that was Dave's Sports Wrap.
joy.org.au.
Dave, even though Harry is our sort of international component, what I like is that even when she's not here, you still bring us that sort of gravitas and
that sense of ceremony when
it comes to people from across the seas.
Yeah, I want to try and tell the Melburnians what they're missing out on around the world. However, talking about on the weekend, I was really loved my Japanese food. So I thought, you know, I'll go to this nice place, dine out. But I think I lacked a bit of culture. And that's where Harry may have come in handy, actually.
She is very cultural. You mean you went off to a Japanese restaurant, but you liked a bit of cultural sensitivity, or...?
Oh, not cultural sensitivity, but you know those little green... I think they're called snow peas, I think they are, but what are they? I'm not sure what the...
Edamame, they
call it. Yes, they come out. They come out first, and whatever else, everybody enjoys them. You suck them out, I think, all right?
Yeah. Well, slurping on the edamame, we're in Tokyo City.
Well, I got a whole bowl of those. I looked at it, I thought, oh, okay, what are we doing with these? So I didn't know that you had to suck the little things, the peas, out of the leaf. So I started eating the whole leaf.
Just putting the whole pod in your mouth.
Yes,
popping the pod in your mouth.
Yeah, popping the whole pod in my mouth.
Right, so, how'd you find that?
Well, I was thinking, wonder why it was cutting down my throat and how it was so tough just to swallow and digest.
It was like tuffing through cardboard, wouldn't it?
It was actually, I could feel it at one stage and cutting down my throat. And
you're thinking,
tried
this is not pleasant, but the Japanese are a very tough people.
Yeah.
The land of the samurai.
Yes, exactly.
They can handle some pain, you're thinking. And how did you come to realise that you were, well, an idiot?
Well, we were a little bit early into this restaurant, so we were the first table to be there, but another 15, 20 minutes, another table joined us. They got the same thing, the pods, and I looked over and saw how they were eating them.
You looked, had to look across the restaurant to find somebody doing
it. Yeah, yeah. I was about to yell out, just be careful with cutting your throat. But then I realised that they were eating them a little bit differently to me. They were sucking the peas out of the pod, which made sense to me.
Oh, God. And that's not like you, is it, to not know the right way to suck the pod? And who were you dining with? Because obviously they were a bleeding idiot too.
No, yeah, exactly. It was a friend of mine and we did the same thing. So I'm not the only one.
That's the one good thing, because if you're going to be culturally insensitive, or in your case, just a fool, it's good to have a partner.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what they say, a partner knows no fool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't order.
That's actually an ancient Japanese proverb translated on the spot.
Kyoto, yeah, that was. That's famous in Kyoto.
Yes.
So, yeah, not a great moment for me. And I'm still a bit, my throat's still a bit sore, actually.
You're right.
Joy.org.au.
Melbourne has been moist all weekend. But you know what? A lot of people have taken the mickey out of the rain, saying it didn't come. We got all this warnings and
Well, we were very heavily warned. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I received several text messages, things online. I mean, the Premier, Dan Andrews, was telling people not to go out on Friday night and it barely rained. So you have to ask yourself, Dave, why didn't Dan want us on the streets?
Yeah.
What did he have planned?
Got to dig deeper there.
What does he have planned? I've got some suggestions. I think perhaps that he was had his Christmas party.
Yeah.
I mean, we can see it from here, Parliament, can't we? It's like, I reckon State Parliament had their Christmas party and they wanted quiet streets.
That's right.
So they could run amok.
Also, SES sent out a text message to everyone saying, beware, beware. But what about the marriage equality text message? That copped a lot of sting and not the SES message.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like, oh, where did the SES get my number from?
Yeah, exactly. Where was that post?
I'm reporting you. Yes. This is illegal.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, the weather opened up a few opportunities for me to squeeze out of a few social events that I was
opened up an opportunity to get out of some opportunities.
Yes. I had a work meeting, would you believe, mid-morning Friday. It was in Collingwood, and I rang them up and said, due to the weather.
You didn't?
Because it was brewing. We didn't know how bad it was going to be. So I said, it's probably safe if we reschedule our meeting for next week.
Oh, you are so weak. What did they say?
Oh, it's Friday afternoon. I don't want to get out of...
You just said it's Friday mid-morning, mate.
Well, Friday mid-morning. I don't want to...
And what was their response?
They were a little bit shocked.
Yeah, right.
That I was...
Like, we weren't doing it outdoors.
Yeah, we...
It wasn't a nature meeting.
Yeah, it was a little bit shocked, but they sort of thought, well, you've already said it. We can't really say no. And also, first birthday party on Saturday afternoon.
I'll clap that in.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have a first birthday party in the middle of the storm. They'll blow away.
Yeah, yeah. So I got out of that. So I really, when I heard weather, when I heard storms, when I heard all the hype, I thought, this is good.
This is it for me.
I'm going to keep using this and get out of everything, basically.
I had a specific shop that I wanted to go to on Saturday. I had been saving up my pennies and saving up my time to go to this specific shop. I won't name them, but it's a famous sports retailer.
Yes, okay.
I got there on Saturday. Note on the door, due to dangerous weather, we're not opening, surrounded by sandbags. They'd sandbagged the doors and left for the weekend.
Oh, they got a...
It wasn't even raining.
They got a bloody invite to Andrew's Christmas party. Oh, that's what I want to know.
Joy.org.au.
Speaking of celebrations, big congratulations to Liberal MP for Goldstein.
Yeah.
Tim
Wilson.
Thank you. I forgot his last name.
Wilson.
Tim Wilson, who proposed to his boyfriend or husband. I think they were... Had they married overseas before?
I don't know.
Well, I think they might have proposed anyway. Anyway, I'm ruining it. It was a very touching moment. And big congratulations to them. It was... He was doing a speech on the same-sex marriage legislation and he took the moment to propose to his partner who was in the gallery.
Yeah. It would have been quite embarrassing if the boyfriend said no.
That would have been very embarrassing.
You see, the Labor people would have been chuckling amongst themselves across there.
I would have thought.
And our man Mark Dreyfus was in the main seat
when
that was happening. Oh, yeah,
got a bird's eye view for it.
Yeah, we're going to get a first-hand report.
I got to say this, though. I mean, it taught me a couple of things. It taught me that love is a beautiful thing. It crosses political boundaries. And it also taught me that being a politician really allows you to bat above your average, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very good point, yes.
The new Mr. Tim Wilson is very...
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Freedom Boy isn't a hottie, but, you know, like, when you weigh it up, if you had to pick a winner...
Yeah, it's the man in the gallery with the great looks. Yeah, that was a very good point, actually.
It's great to have a reason to celebrate Tim Wilson, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, getting gay proposed, it's good to have a reason to celebrate.
Yeah, where is Goldstein?
He did vote to keep all those gay men on Manus, but that's a heavy topic. We won't go there. Swings and roundabouts in politics, Dave. That's what you have to remember.
Celebrate the good moments while we can.
That's right. That's right. Got to have a good celebration. But it does beg the question, where do you stand, Dave, on like a stunt proposal, like a public proposal?
Well, if I was the one doing the proposing, I would like, because I've got control of it, I know exactly how big it's going to be, mm-hmm. how public it's going to be, I wouldn't mind it. But if I was getting proposed to, I'll be really embarrassed. I'll keep looking around to see what other people think.
That's right, yeah.
I'll lose the moment.
They think you should say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I reckon, for me personally, I don't mind a public proposal in that it's in public, that's fine, but I don't want it involving other members of the public.
Like, you know,
I don't want a flash mob.
Why not?
You know, flash mobs make my skin.
What do you want your lovely boyfriend on one knee proposing to you with Molly Smiles and myself just playing the trumpet in the background or something?
Doing a dance, the steps, five, six, seven, eight. No, I'm not up for it. You know, and it's way too easy to make a flash mob proposal go viral too. Like, you can have two turkeys in a hardware store. I mean, that went viral recently, didn't it, with a song behind it? Did it ring any bells?
Not really, no.
Joy.org.au.
I've had a bit of a bathroom disaster.
Oh, yes. Now, we've been teasing it all morning. I told you if you had to go to work early to stay home because this is going to be the story of the century.
Not sure about that. But, yeah, it's very, I personally think it's very important for a male to keep downstairs quite neat and trim. Is that correct?
Keep it tight.
Yes, yep. Keep it nice and friendly.
Keep it neat. Yep.
I've recently brought this little shaver thing. Never really used it before.
Oh, it's your debut.
Yeah, debut. And
well,
I should have known.
That is tough. You need to get to know a razor.
You need to know the tools before you start. So I decided to start without knowing. And I downstairs, and I realised I went, and there was like a big like gash in the middle. not gash as in blood, but like, you know, I revealed skin. So it looked like a whippersnip has gone through it or something like that.
A strip.
So, you know, and as you start trying to left, right to level it out, there's not much down there anymore.
All gone altogether.
Pretty much. Now, I don't know if anybody's a fan of that or not, but it wasn't my intention, but
some
I had no choice.
Some people are a fan of that. There's no denying that.
I had no choice.
Here's my advice to you. You know how they say there's only 2 weeks between a bad haircut and a great haircut?
Yes, that's right.
It's even less time. Oh. When we're talking about one's hedge, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. This is sort of an Edward Scissorhands situation.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah.
Should have done a bit of topiary.
Topiary?
Yeah, you could have fashioned it into like a unicorn or a horse.
Or vote yes or something.
Vote yes, that would have been very good. Yeah, when you did the patch of skin, you should have just grabbed a Sharpie and written vote yes on it.
Oh, I should have. Yeah. That would have been a great idea.
Don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, you were telling us that you were flirting with getting a tattoo on your undercarriage.
I'm not sure if it was undercarriage, but
maybe what you've done is just clear the way for the tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever thought about that?
I could tattoo Marriage Equality 2017.
joy.org.au.
With the Marriage Equality Bill currently in the lower house of Parliament, we thought it might be best to get the latest. So joining us on the line now is the Shadow Attorney General, Mr. Mark Dreyfus. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Hunter.
Thanks again. Now, the bill is coming along in the house. Can we expect any changes, do you think?
We are told that there are going to be amendments moved. I can report one positive development, which makes it much more likely that the bill finally is going to pass through the Australian Parliament this week, and that is that the House of Representatives is going to sit until midnight tonight so that every member of the House who wishes to speak on this historic bill can do so. And I expect that we know from the speaking list that there are many dozens of MPs that still want to speak. A number of the right wing of the Liberal Party have said they're going to move amendments to the bill, which is very regrettable. We haven't yet seen those amendments, but we're expecting to get them today.
And the Prime Minister said yesterday that he might support some of the amendments. Do we have
worse than that, Hunter. He said he would support amendments.
And do we have any ideas of what specifically amendments he was speaking to?
The Prime Minister said some things in his speech yesterday where he was attempting to claim some credit for marriage equality happening in Australia at the same time as saying he's going to amend a bill which I believe is an acceptable compromise. The kinds of things that he was talking about were an amendment that somehow puts a freestanding part of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 18.1, into the marriage bill, which is unnecessary. Another amendment that he was talking about was giving a right to all marriage celebrants to refuse to perform a same-sex marriage, which is simply wrong. And I'd call on the Prime Minister not to support that. And then he said something about charities, but it's not entirely clear what he's talking about there.
And there was a touching moment in Parliament yesterday. Tim Wilson made a bit of a proposal to his long-term boyfriend. How did that go down in Parliament?
We saw that you were in the box seat, Mark, sitting right there.
I was. I was the very next speaker. And so I can say I was the first person to congratulate Tim Wilson live on air in the House of Representatives, and it was a great moment.
Do you think, obviously, like the gay marriage debate, it's been an ongoing saga. Was it nice, even though, you know, he is of the opposition party, was it nice to share just a moment of joy across the table?
It was. And one of the great features of this whole debate has been that it is a moment of many people in the Australian Parliament, senators and members, actually working together across the floor. There's going to be crossing of the floor. We've worked with Warren Inch for years now. We've worked with Trent Zimmerman since he arrived in the Parliament. Trevor Evans, the member for Brisbane, since he arrived, and Tim Wilson since he arrived, to bring about what is now happening. We shouldn't have had to wait this long. We shouldn't have had to endure the ridiculous survey. The lesbian and gay community of Australia shouldn't have been put through that, but everybody was. But we're now there, and finally the Parliament is being allowed to do its job. So, in answer to your question, it's been a good moment, and it is still a good moment, and I've liked that feeling of being able to cooperate with people across the floor for once. On something that's of real importance to Australia.
We're all waiting with excitement for when the law passes, but as a person who lives in your electorate, Mark, can we expect a bit of a celebration down Main Street, Mordialloc or something?
Well, we've had a number of demonstrations in Main Street, Mordialloc as part of the campaign for Yes in my electorate of Isaacs.
Yes, I did see a long line down near your office lining up for the post box to put on the Yes
right. That's exactly right, and Isaacs voted solidly yes, which is also a great thing. But I am planning, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of ourselves, but I am planning a celebration at the Mordialloc Bowls Club.
A Mordialloc Mardi Gras.
That's where my granddad plays.
Oh, is it?
Righto. Yes.
We know all about the Mordialloc Bowls Club.
Let's hope your granddad can come to this celebration. And because I can't say I'm 100% certain, but I am very confident that this bill is going to pass through the House of Representatives this week, and I very much hope that it passes in an unamended form. A lot of work went into the compromise that this bill represents, and it deserves it. All of the amendments that were moved by right-wing people from the Liberal Party were defeated. Other amendments moved by David Lionhelm and Pauline Hanson in the Senate, they're all defeated. The bill comes to the House without any of those amendments and deserves to pass through the House unamended.
Beautiful, Mark. Just before we let you go, I did want to ask you about another rolling saga. It's the dual citizenship drama. Your colleague, Kathy Gallagher, looks like she might be in strife this week. As the Shadow Attorney General, how do you think that might play out?
We think that the law is very clear and wasn't changed by the 7 referrals that the High Court considered last month or decided on last month. And that is what a candidate for election to the Parliament has to do is to take all reasonable steps to renounce any dual citizenship that they've got. What they don't need to do is to have completed the process before nominating. The High Court has said very clearly in past decisions about this, we can't have Australian democracy being hostage to the slowness of foreign bureaucracies, and often it's a really slow process in other countries to get the renunciation organised. What the High Court's looking for is that you take all reasonable steps. We're confident that Katie Gallagher has taken all reasonable steps, so we think it's a waste of time and money for her to be referred to the High Court, but it seems likely that the government's going to insist on that happening.
All right, well, we'll see how it plays out. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.